Honda forget that night. Now stay within the University of Tennessee auditorium. One fell on one side, one on another, piece of junk I couldn't walk. Luke Reagan, drunk, vomited, tore my clothes, a wallet, moan, vomit, laid him in Pool Hall on Jay Street in Oxford, and since about 12 o'clock that day. I didn't know it, that a big meeting was going on. Well, I'm glad that God cares for sinners. I'm glad to see somebody that loves poor sinners. Well, I want to tell you what's the truth. They carried me to that place that night, that they're going to torment and see 5,000 people. They took me up to the balcony. And I don't know what they sung. They had a big choir, 500 people in the choir. I don't know what the man preached about. I was drunk, my kind of thing is hot, and I went to sleep. Now, when the invitation started, that 500-voice choir stood, and they began to sing. If you will, joy, real joy, wonderful joy, let Jesus come in your heart. I'd tried everything in the world. Oh, Lord. I was talking to Brother Bones the other day. We went by, and I said, you know, there's some things that's happening I don't even like to think about. I've done things from low down I don't even think about. Well, I could put them a million miles from my thoughts if I possibly could. But the times when those things come up, the things that I've done, you know, I stood there wicked and vile. No, I want to tell you that night, friend, when I stood there, bless God, let at the choir begin to sing another verse. Are there any rivers that seem to be uncrossable? Are there any mountains you cannot tunnel through? God specializes in things that seem impossible, and He work a miracle for you. And then they changed again, and they started singing, "Oh Lord, don't go away without Jesus." There's almost done. There's about through. There's fixing to quit. But an old boy that played tackle on the football team put his arm around me and said, "Red, where'd you go if you stood high tonight?" I said, "I'd go to hell." He said, "You don't have to go." I said, "Turn to God. Turn to God. Take a step for God." Listen, I've been preaching for these many years, and I've never told anybody yet to stick their foot out. But that boy said, "Stick your foot out." I stuck my left foot out. Then I'll tell him, my right was a part of it. Out of there I came, down that aisle. That aisle seemed like it was a quarter of a mile long. I stood in that altar. They didn't have to get somebody down there to tell me to repeat this. They didn't have to get the doc down there and say, now you do this and do that. Well, listen, I wasn't interested in nobody else. All I was interested in was my sin, sick soul. I was a praying, "Oh God, I'm a sinner. I'm sorry for this. I'm sorry for that. God, I'm sorry for this." I stayed there, they said, about an hour and a half. Now, I'm not telling anybody you ought to stay there an hour and a half, but I'll tell you how long you better stay. You better stay till the work's done, amen. I stayed there for about an hour and a half. And I felt like listening to this. I felt like Jesus was sitting on a throne right above my head. Something like he's about 10 to 15 foot right above my head on the throne. And I slowed down. I couldn't even look up. I couldn't. I should even stay there confessing sin after sin. And finally I said, "Here goes. I'm going to give it a try." I had to look up. I slowed down. I couldn't face him. I said, "But here goes." I leaned back on my haunches. And I looked up. And I said, "Lord, if you say the same, if you can use me, use me." And about that time, there's a dose of salvation came in from a lamb that's found in me. I come. And I got born again. I saw the old devil, and that old buzzard was the auctioneer, and he had me on the block. And the devil said, "How much is he worth?" Why, somebody said, "He's not worth much. His old daddy's cooking, and he comes from a rotten outfit. The Bible said he's not worth much." But brother, listen, it looks like I'm a bad dog. I'm God once. I was born twice. But hallelujah, about that time, out of the crowd stepped the master, amen. And I want to tell you, maybe the tight he put me just what I was. Not a teen. I'll tell you, damned and doomed and blinded to spend eternity in hell. He began to tune the strings of my heart. The little E string, the A string, the B string, the G string. And then he reached into the box of eternity and got out the bull face and roused it up with amazing grace. Hallelujah. And began to call the thoughts, the strings of my soul. Until I begin to vibrate to the sweet singing of Israel. Thank God it wasn't long till I came out singing, "Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb of God."